When I fall in love, I get dizzy. I fall out there just to teach a memory to draw me in. Still can't regret my big sin.
While riding on the M14 bus, this evil teenager called me old. Ouch, right? Okay, so I did ask him very politely to remove his dick from my shoulder. Is there any reason for him to call me old, like his grandmama? Subsequently, I did call him a punk bitch. Excuse me, did I say I was proud? And he started it. And just in case you think I might have rationalized to myself later that I won that public transportation display, need I mention the 9-to-5 job-tired church-going women who were with me on the remove your dick from my shoulder request but quickly turned on me after I called the junior jackass a punk bitch? They gave me a collective tooth-sucking head shake that seemed to say, you need Jesus in your life. A side note, I should have called him a jackass and avoided the tooth-sucking judgment of Christians. Spot the irony. You know, he just had to pick that day of all days to call me old, that little fuck. I was a week and a half into my oh-so-smooth and mature end of my relationship with my ex. Not. It's when my ex mentioned that he heard that women over 40 have Down syndrome babies. Yeah, nice. Believe me, if a kid of ours were mentally subgenius, it would not have come from my gene pool, if he gets my meaning. So, instead of joining a quilting circle and putting my hair up into a sensible bun and then hanging my libido out to dry, I decided contacting guys on Craigslist. Because I'm cheap, all right? The first guy was from Hoboken. He was 35, balding, with a pot belly, by his own admission. Okay, if he's admitting to a pot belly, then you know it must be huge. But whatever, I thought. His emails were funny, right? That was before he wrote back and bazooka'd himself in the foot. His email read, and I quote, even though I'm, meaning me, am out of his normal age range for dating, he couldn't resist the urge to flirt with me. Oh, no, he didn't. I wrote back, reminding him that he was 35, bald, with a pot belly. In other words, no Ashton Kutcher. And that Demi, that art pinup model, apparently, is older than I. Okay, I know it's kind of weak citing Hollywood crapola to support my argument, but I was writing this on the fly, right? He'd also asked me what I was looking for in a man. I wrote, a man willing to extend as much leeway as he expects for himself. That was the diplomatic part of the email. I added, and no short dudes or lard asses. In short, that cauterized his urge to flirt. Then came the 40-year-old writer who showed up to our date, hungover, and on rollerblades. No, he doesn't get points for balance. If you're hungover, cancel. No big whoop. Arrive to a date on skates, only if you are 7, if that were the mutually agreed upon dorky plan, or if you are also wearing a sparkly pink tutu and celebrating continuing your celibacy. Let's just add in the fact that this guy was vaguely similar to Harvey Firestein, and that just makes it a double bad choice on his part to show up to a heterosexual date doing something so super femme. I didn't bother with a third. No 3 strikes. This is my life, not baseball. Therefore, if I'm going to be relegated to the status of spinsterhood and called grandmama old, then I'm going to fuss like one and take y'all to school. My hands are on my hips. I ask you, where do these guys get off? But then again, more importantly, who is letting these motherfuckers back on? Women, we need to take a stand. Put your hand over your heart and pledge to stop allowing these grown-up boys to believe whatever Adonis images of they have of themselves and replace it with liberal doses of reality. By that I mean, poke the pudgies in their belly. You see a short guy? Pat him on the head. And if some guy comes up to you roller gay blading, I want you to throw a bunch of sequins into his path, okay? And fellas, when sending photos, we are not fooled by the bandana. It doesn't look like hair. Ditto baseball caps, okay? Ah, spinsterhood in full force.
Awesome.